Rose chose the job for one reason, and one reason only. She needed to get laid. She'd met the love of her life early on, in high school. They married right after graduation and spent their college years poor, but together, in a cheap apartment right off campus, having great sex, loud parties, and the time of their lives. After college, he climbed the ranks at an up-and-coming law firm, and she clawed her way to the head chef position at the hottest steakhouse in Dallas, the youngest person and the only female to ever hold that job title. Their glass elevator to the top was well on its way, until the bottom fell out. Cancer. The word used to send her into either a full-blown depression or into an anger-filled rant at the unfairness of life, the universe, and everything in it. But now, it only made her sigh a deep sigh of acceptance and regret. Instead of hitting their peak and taking Dallas by storm, Rose found herself taking care of the man she just knew was the only one she'd ever love, until the day he died. After 2 years of grieving and abstinence, she was ready to, well, she didn't know exactly what she was ready to do, but she knew it involved getting the hell out of the city, getting laid a lot, and moving on with her life. The itch to do something, anything, different had been building for the past few months. So when she opened the morning paper and her eyes fell on a small ad buried under some legal notice in a section she usually skipped over, she knew she had found it. Help wanted. Needs to be able to put up with tourists, city slickers, and the owners. Salary negotiable, room and board included, plus all you can stomach of your own cooking. She had no idea why her heart started racing at the sight of the ad, but she went with it. There was a phone number provided at the bottom, and she entered it into the search engine on her phone's internet provider, fully expecting it to be an unsearchable cell number. She was pleasantly surprised when it turned out to be the landline for a dude ranch about an hour outside of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. She clicked the link to look at the website and laughed when the ad started to make perfect sense. The Swinging D Dude Ranch catered to wannabe cowboys and looked to Rose like it could have been the place where the movie City Slickers had been filmed. Well, minus the mountains anyway, still being in Texas and all. She looked over the pictures of campfires, bunkhouses, and trail rides, seeing instead a revolving door of cowboys at heart, changing weekly from the looks of the website. From what Rose could tell, the Swinging D was a working ranch with cattle, horses, dogs, and barn cats, which also catered to the city slicker tourists, families, corporate events, reunions, vacations, the list went on. Guests could sign up for a week at a time, arriving Monday morning, living the cowboy life all week, a barn dance every Friday night, checkout by 11 a.m. on Saturday mornings, closed Sunday, and accepting a new round of guests on Monday morning again. Except Rose's brain saw it as a new crop of tense, stressed men, ranging from CEOs and executives, either with their families in tow or on company retreats, to horny, young college kids dragged out there for some family bonding, to family reunions with drunk, single dads, all looking for the full cowboy experience every single Monday. Every single Monday, at least a handful of bored, stifled, hopefully hot, vacation-minded, what happens at the dude ranch stays at the dude ranch, got something to prove, even if it's just to himself, wannabe cowboys will arrive, looking for a good time. And Rose, by God, planned to be there to give it to them. Then they'd all go home, back to their normal lives on Saturday, just in time for some rest and a fresh crop again on Monday. Perfect. Over the past few years, since her husband died, Rose fought his final wish, that she remarry. He said he wanted her to find love again, to settle down, have kids, and be happy. But Rose wanted none of it. She never really had the chance to be single, hooking up with him so early. She loved what they had, and if he had lived, she gladly would have stayed with him forever. But he didn't.